you want to communicate with people around the world? Here, use my crystal ball.
Podcast Bone Phone.
All right, on the Bone Phone, I have the madman behind the Haze Haunt and the author. And I don't know what, the starter of the Kickstarter campaign for home haunting for mere mortals, a how-to book for the rest of us. Roger Hayes. Hey, Roger.
Hey, how you doing today?
Things are great, man. I'm glad to have you on. I came across your Kickstarter program a week or two ago. The day I was going through and I found that Kickstarter, somebody had, I don't know if it was mentioned on Facebook or something. I came across it somewhere. I went over to the Haunters Video Awards. I was looking at who's won through, Prop Master, and through to the newer version that the Davises are running. And you won best. Yeah, I don't know what it was. Best wasn't just best home haunt; it was something else, like best walk-through haunt.
Yeah, best indoor walkthrough haunt with the Vanguard Division, which are more, you know, people that have been doing it a while,
seasoned vets.
Yes, that way you
with
know
gun, with guns in hand, seasoned haunt veterans with guns in hand, grenades in their back pocket.
That's us, absolutely.
How long have you been in the game?
Well, I've been doing this about 14 years. And, started off, you know, like most people, wondering what to do, making foam things and ruining them and they blow away and just wondering where I could get information. And, finally, 6 or 8 years ago, I decided that, there were really no books out there that gave me exactly what I wanted. I prowled the web and I built a whole bunch of stuff that didn't work and a whole bunch of stuff that I found out I could have bought for a whole lot cheaper than what I spent building them. And I said, you know, there's got to be a way to do this and save people the money that I spent and save them from the mistakes that I made. And that's kind of when the book was born. And we got really, really serious about our haunt, started attending a lot of the conventions and, you know, doing more with animatronics and things like that, and kind of learning as we went. And the whole philosophy with this book that we started 6 or 8 years ago is I'm going to try and teach people how to fish rather than feed them. And so the tack that I'm taking is I want to write the book that it should have been out there when I got started, the book that I would have paid dearly to have with the information that I really wanted that just wasn't out there. So we started writing this book, and it's been a long time in the process. And we start off at the beginning. We talk about, you know, the tools, materials, gotchas that are out there. You know, all the things that you need to think about before you do any sort of haunt or LARP event or, you know, even a really, really extreme Halloween party. And we talk about all those types of things. And we talk about things like storage. You know, you make this great stuff. How are you going to break it down and store it? How are you going to make it hold up to the weather? How are we going to make stuff last? How can you properly care for the stuff so that it's going to last? And, you know, make it so that it can go up easily and come down easily without tons and tons of man hours.
Is this written for more of the person who is on a shoestring budget, or is this for more of the moderate, like a person who has a couple of bucks to spend, still going to make most of their haunt, but, you know, who would spend a couple of dollars here and there to buy, you know, like a pneumatic mechanism, the lights, whatever.
It really is kind of hitting everybody. It's not for the guy that takes the cardboard boxes and makes tombstones. And there are those guys too. But somebody that wants to do something fairly serious and save money. And it doesn't need to be a big bag of money that they spend on this to do it. And that's the whole point, is that you can start off small, do things correctly, do things so that they can be stored easily and not spend tons of money doing it, and at the same time come up with something that's really, really cool and really, really tasteful that the neighbors go, wow, that's just really neat. It doesn't look like a big barrage of things that are just sort of thrown in the yard that, you know, you went to a convention and 9,000 people made the same project and you've got your version of it over in the corner and everybody else has got their version on their yard. So that you can have a chance to really take the designs that are in the book that we give you and, you know, learn how to fish from it and go, oh, these are the design principles that are in here And I point out lots of places that you can break off and go do your own thing and make designs your own. And one of the things that we're very excited about is to see what sort of designs people come up based on the information that's in the book and some of the designs that are in the book that they're going to extrapolate from and, you know, go the next step or make a left turn before they finish the project and come up with their own thing. I'm really excited to see what folks are going to come up with. It's an imaginative group.
What other chapters do you have in the book? What else can we expect?
Well, we've got, you know, obviously the stuff with the tools and all that kind of thing. We've got some projects in there. There are a couple of full-size crypts. They're made mostly out of foam, and there are lots of different things that you need to think about when you're dealing with foam because they don't glue well to each other and, you know, construct well unless you, you know, do a couple of tricks with it and more than just foam coating. And then we've got a whole section in there on how to design your haunt so it works for your property. So you get kind of decide, is it going to be indoors? Is it going to be outdoors? Or is part of it indoors? Is part of it outdoors? Ways to look at your property and look for natural flows through the property and natural places that you might want to put a tent or an awning or a cover and do different things and then turn those designs into rooms and how to lay out the rooms properly so that you get the power out there where it needs to be and it can get done in a safe manner so that you're not going to have shorts or start electrical fires or any of that kind of stuff and lay out the props so that it's seen very well from a guest perspective. And then in the back, we're going to give them a ton of resources. We're going to give them, you know, a lot of conventions that they can go to, a lot of places on the web that are good sources, and a lot of vendors that they can buy things from and save some money.
Hopefully you're getting a, hopefully you're getting a kickback for that last one.
Yeah, I wish. For me, the big kickback is to finally get the information out there. And if you've looked on the Kickstarter, you can see it's a labor of love. We've got, you know, 700 or 800 photographs and sketches and drawings about how to do things and little monsters and stuff that are just filled with my art. And I worked with a very talented photographer friend of mine, Tammy Stillion. And she's been photographing our haunt for years. And as you know, haunts are very, very difficult to photograph. And it takes a fairly decent camera and a very, very talented person in back of it to capture it and get the lighting right and all that.
Absolutely, it does.
So when it hits Amazon and Lulu and those, it's going to be around $50. The Kickstarter saves you some money from that. And I would have paid a lot more than $50 for this information when I got started, believe me.
Because it's going to save you a lot more than $50?
Oh, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can't count the number of books that were good in their own right. But I probably spent $200 or $300 on different books, and some of them were very crafty and some of them were very, you know, build this project. And it was a project book and a good project book, but maybe those weren't the projects that I really wanted to build. And I bought a couple of animatronics books that you kind of needed to have a machine shop and calculate torque and things like that for that. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to calculate torque on something like this. So I tried to really strip it down to say, this is what you need to know, and this is what works, and this is what doesn't work, and you know, here's how you go about it. Here's how you really approach it from an art sense. And I'm really excited because it's the type of people that are in Halloween and wanting to do this kind of stuff anyway are generally very creative people. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see what people come up with from here.
But the book won't come out unless you hit your Kickstarter goal. So if you guys are not familiar with Kickstarter, it's a way to generate money for specific projects. And you can donate a certain amount of money, but it doesn't come out of your account unless the project in a whole hits its goal. And then the money would come out off your credit card.
That's correct.
And by doing so, what are the bonuses people will get to help you get there, I guess?
Well, you know, first of all, they're going to save money, and we're offering a PDF. So if they want to, you know, jump in and get a PDF for $18, they can. And that way they can, you know, read it on their laptop or their tablet at their leisure. The book, if you're an early backer, you're going to get in for $35. If you're late, you might get in for $40 for the book and save $10 plus the shipping off the book. Because that includes the shipping. I don't know when it'll actually hit any international market, so I don't know how that really works, you know, long-term down the road. But if you're in an international market now, you can acquire it through Kickstarter, which is really nice. And then, you know, if you want to buy 10 books, we have a pricing for that in there. We even have a pricing where you can buy a book with a PDF, and you can get me on site at your haunt and help you with design for a couple of days. So there's even a level in there that you could get if you wanted. And what we're really trying to do with the Kickstarter is fund this first printing and get it out. And, you know, this is an opportunity for folks to get in early. If it doesn't go in the Kickstarter, I'm going to find a way to fund it and get this out. I have too many hours in it and too much labor in it and too much love in it to not have it happen. But I'm hoping that people will jump in on the Kickstarter, get in early. We'll get the information out. We'll save them some money. And if we exceed our goals, there are some other things we're going to try and add. We're going to try and see if we can get it out in hardcover instead of a softbound book like it's planned on now. We may add another chapter. We may add some posters with artwork, things like that. So I'm not going to worry about defining those exactly until we get closer to making our goal. And we only have 20 days left. You know, we're not all that close yet. But I think if the word gets out, it'd go quickly, because once people realize what this is and the type of information that's in there, I think it'll sell itself. It's over 200 pages, and you compare how many pages of information are in there and the number of illustrations and pictures and things like that we have in there that can inspire the people. It's a pretty good value for the money.
Okay,
I really don't think there's anything like that out there.
Let's get people over to the Kickstarter page so that they
absolutely
can back this son of a bitch. Where do they go? Tell us what to do. Tell me what to do. I'm going to do this right now.
Absolutely. The easiest thing to do is go to Kickstarter.com, and there's a search at the very top, and just type in Home Haunting for Mere Mortals.
And then once you're on that page, I'm on it right now, you click the back this project. And
yep, and there are lots of levels that you can use to back it. And even if you just say, it's a good project, but I'm tapped out right now, you can toss me a couple of bucks in there and get good karma.
There you go. It's always good for
them. And with a zombie apocalypse that we all know is coming, we can all use good karma.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm going the 35, all right?
Oh, dude, we're friends. Thank you. That's awesome.
That was worth getting you, getting me on the phone, or getting you on the phone with me, I guess, right?
Hey, always good to talk to you, and a fan of the show. I'm hearing it's coming to an end. Is that true?
Yeah, this is going to be the last season, so we have a couple more episodes, and that's it.
Oh man, how can that be?
Well, just life, my friend.
We thank you for everything that you've done.
All right, so make sure you jump over to Kickstarter.com, type in Home Haunting for Mere Mortals, and then go to that page, click that little green button, and get in. Get in.
Absolutely.
On it and take advantage. Let's help him get over the hump.
Absolutely.
Let's support each other, damn it.
If we don't make it through the Kickstarter, I'm going to keep everybody's email, and we'll find a way to get it out and get the books to you. Somehow, some way, it won't be through Kickstarter if we fail to meet our goals, which I'm going to be surprised if we don't. But we need everybody to deal in now to make sure we do it. And you can always go to my haunt site, hazehaunt.com, and we'll post things in there to direct you over to wherever we're going to be running Home Haunting for Mere Mortals.
Excellent.
So either way, we're going to get it out there, and we're going to make it happen. And you'll see me at tables at conventions within the next year, I hope. And come shake my hand. We'll have fun.
Will do.
All right. I'm looking forward to shaking your hand.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.